Today you must kiss the feet of your mother, because beneath the feet of your mother lies the Jannah. Lies the Jannah. The matter has been how, allow me to say, how I and so many others, how we wish our mothers and our fathers were still alive. If we can just hold them and kiss them and do anything for them, but they're not here anymore. So you lucky ones, honor and respect your mother and your father, and give quality time to your mother and your father while they're still alive. For indeed, this world is quite another if they are taken away. It's a different world if your mother and your father is not in this world anymore. Rabbi Muslim, imagine Allah has made it haram, haram to any child to say the smallest word in the Arabic language to show your frustration and your moaning and your groaning. Don't even say oof to your mother and to your father. And don't scold them, don't shout at them, don't raise your voice to your mother and your father, please. Imagine children, mother do something wrong, come on, keep up with you, mother is stupid. I love you, I love you, just beautiful words. وَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الْكُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ And suck your flame cup and fanada for your mother and your father. If your mother and your father calls you, put everything else aside and fly to your mother. That's what the ulama say. That's why Allah use suck your flirt from the mother. Because if they need you, you don't run to them, you fly to your mother and your father. Don't be like children of today. When mother comes 2 o'clock in the night, with mama, they will not to sleep. It's 2 o'clock, come from another day. As daddy from home, another day, everything will die. But say, friend from home, oh friend, we worry, they can go down. وجاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. A person came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, my father owes me money. Astaghfirullah. Rasulullah said to him, your father owes you money. أنت ومالك لأبيك. You and whatever you own belongs to you.